Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of working with one of my favorite things, cilantro, brings me to one of my favorite recipes to make with all kinds of different ingredients. But today we're doing it with cilantro. This is my recipe for cilantro gnocchi with roasted cream corn. Let's get started. And once again, we are coming at you live from Quail Park, Cypress, here in beautiful Visalia, California. And we are here in the heart of the farmland. What we're going to need first is 1 cup of flour. This is all going to go into a food processor. So if you don't have a food processor, you can do this by hand. It's going to take a little bit of time. The trick to doing this precisely and perfectly every time is with a food processor. 1 cup of flour goes into our food processor. 1 cup of ricotta salata cheese is going to go in there as well. 1 cup of cooked red potatoes. Now, some people would say gnocchi is supposed to be done with a russet potato, chef. Well, guess what? The Untamed way, we do it with red potatoes. It does have a better viscosity, and the texture is a whole heck of a lot better as well. So it's something I enjoy doing, using the red potato. So far we got the flour, the cheese, the potato going into our food processor. Next thing we're going to do is add 1/2 cup of fine diced cilantro. That goes in as well. 2 pinches each of salt and pepper. We're going to go ahead and we're going to blend the heck out of this until it becomes this real gluey paste, almost like a consistency. We're going to carefully put that into a piping bag. We're going to go ahead and take that piping bag, and I'm going to cut 1/2 inch off of the piping bag. And what we're going to do is we are going to go ahead and get a pot of boiling water going with a little bit of salt in it. So that way that water is nice and seasoned. We don't ever want to put any pasta inside of just regular old boiling water. We want to make sure that flavor has that salt flavor in there, because that's going to make not only the color and the vibrancy come to life, but it's also going to make the flavor taste that much better as well, especially when you're making a gnocchi. So we're going to have that piping bag. Now, I want you to picture this. You're standing over the pot. You have a piping bag filled with this beautiful gnocchi batter. I guess we're going to just call it for now. And as you're squeezing, you start to see the gnocchi starting to come out. You start to see the pasta starting to come out. If you ever made homemade churros, it's the same thing. So the pasta's starting to come out. And with your knife, you're going to carefully just cut that end right off. Bam. And you do this so fast, before you know it, it just becomes second nature. And you're just cutting your gnocchi, is what they call this process, right into your water. It cooks for about 1.5 minutes. It's fresh pasta. So remember, fresh pasta does not take that long to cook. Then we put it into a pan with a little bit of butter and olive oil, salt and pepper, till it's nice and golden brown. And guess what? You enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.